Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The eighth week of the 2022 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other house is Tuesday, March the 1st. Senate chamber passes $300 million appropriation for the Emergency Road and Bridge Repair Fund, also known as the ERBR Fund, Senate Bill 3167. On Wednesday, February 23rd, the Mississippi Senate Chamber passed Senate Bill 3167 by a vote of 52-0. Senate Bill 3167 makes an appropriation of $300 million from the State Capital Expense Fund for July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. This measure will now head to the House Chamber for consideration. Senate Tax Relief Legislation officially introduced, Senate Bill 3164. On Wednesday, February the 23rd, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 3164 by a vote of 40-11. As a reminder, the primary gist of this measure covers four key components. They are as follows: to phase out the 4% state tax income bracket over a four-year period, reducing the state grocery tax from 7% to 5% starting in July, providing up to a 5% one-time income tax rebate in year 2022 for those who paid taxes, and eliminating the state fee on car tax that goes into the state general fund. Note, this measure will now head to the House chamber for consideration. House Workforce Development Committee passes Purchasing Threshold Measure, Senate Bill 2371. On Tuesday, February the 22nd, the House Workforce Development Committee passed out Senate Bill 2371. As a reminder, Senate Bill 2371 increases from $50,000 to $75,000 for purchases from the lowest and best bidder without publishing or posting advertisement for the bids, provided that at least two competitive bids have been obtained. This measure will now head to the House floor for consideration. Senate chamber passes out bond bills, Senate Bill 2983 and Senate Bill 3153. On Wednesday, February the 23rd, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2983 by a vote of 50-2. The Senate chamber also passed Senate Bill 3153 by a vote of 49-3. Senate Bill 2983 addresses the issuance of bonds for various programs under the Mississippi Development Authority. Senate Bill 3153 addresses the issuance of bonds that assist in paying the cost of the Institutions of Higher Learning, or IHL, community and junior colleges, and state agencies regarding capital improvements. Note, both measures will now head to the House chamber for consideration. Reminder, the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act is in effect. The time clock to opt out has begun. On Wednesday, February the 2nd, Governor Tay Reeves signed Senate Bill 2095 into law. Senate Bill 2095 is the Mississippi Medical Cannabis Act. This law was effective immediately upon passage. With that being stated, the timetable to opt out is within 90 days from the bill being signed into law on February the 2nd of 2022. We strongly encourage each county board of supervisors to meet with their board attorney to further read and analyze Senate Bill 2095. Section 30 of this measure contains the opt-out provisions. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, February the 28th at 4 p.m. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.